Welcome to the Banega Swasth India podcast. Our focus is on creating a holistic and healthy India for each and everyone. Our goal is One World Hygiene, where citizens, individuals, society and governments work together to ensure health for all and foster global unity for a healthier tomorrow. Agriculture is one of the largest sources of livelihoods in India. Nearly 70% of the rural households still depend primarily on agriculture for their livelihood, with 82% of farmers being small and marginal, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. However, there are several problems faced by the smallholders when it comes to enhancing their crop production and selling their produce, which further affects food accessibility and security. My name is Ambika Singhkama, and on the Banega Swasth India podcast, we have with us Takayuki Hagiwara, Food and Agriculture Organization representative, who will discuss the challenges faced by the small-scale farmers and the strategies that can help them. Thank you, Mr. Hagiwara, for joining us. Can you start with telling us about the difficulties small-scale farmers have been facing in India?
Farmers in India face several challenges. And the biggest challenge in the future is the climate change. We need to equip them with the climate-resilient agriculture practices in the future. Weather is another issue that the farmers will face the too much water or less water. So it's very unpredictable. So we need to really give the good information to the farmers, the weather patterns, and then coincide with their crop management system. Lack of access to credit. Due to the lack of the legal land holdings, many of the rural smallholder farmers have no access to credit. In order to get the credit, you have to have the document ready to present to the banks. But that's the major problems. Still, many of the small farmers don't have the legal document. So that's the very important issue that we need to address. That also leads to the outer migration of male farmers.
Mr. Hagiwara, what about the female farmers? What are the obstacles they have been facing for years?
Nowadays, if you visit the rural areas, you encounter a lot of female farmers. But they don't have the paper. Their names are not on the paper. So they don't have the access to credit. And that's another main point that we need to consider for the future. Also, because of the several customary sort of the practice in the past, female farmers are facing also the customary or the local discrimination practices. And they also faces the big challenges of the farming. For example, they cannot do the cultivation with the tractors. They are not allowed to run the tractor, for example. That's mainly done by the female farmers. So that sort of the things is still happening in India.
This is concerning. Mr. Hagiwara, what other issues hinder the crop production?
Another challenge is that the smallholders facing are lack of access to the quality seeds. Normally, the farmer harvest seeds or the food, and they store the seeds for the next year. And then during the long period of the time, those seeds are becoming the poor quality. So the response of those low-quality seeds is very poor. So lack of the access to seeds is another big challenge that a smallholder face. And they don't have the refrigerator at the home, so they cannot store the seed properly. So that affected the germination of the seeds. Also, important thing is that the value chain. You know that we do a lot of the production assistance, but when they produce something, they need to have a market. And then they have to depend on the middleman, aggregators. Aggregators play a very important role. They provide the cash, but also they ask the high interest rate. That really undermines the livelihood of the smallholders. So we really need to think about how to navigate the farmers to have a better access to the market. And that leads to the better development of the value chains.
FAO works extensively towards the welfare of the farmers. Mr. Hagiwara, could you tell us how the organization is helping them in enhancing the food production?
You know, in India, about 60% of agriculture depend on the rain fed. So it's a mercy, they are mercy under the weather. FAO works intensively on the weather predictability. And farmers need to be informed about the weather, when they sow, when they can harvest, and then when they can dry their crops. So crop forecasting, the weather forecasting, they're very important. And that is what we are doing a lot in the some states, such as the Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra, Himachal Pradesh. FAO is working toward the increasing efficiency of the water use and regulate the water, asking the farmers to consider the less use of water. So that's the one point that we would like to mention.
Banega Swasth India podcast will be back after a short break.
Watch out for our new Banega Swasth India video podcast, Swasthya Mantra, the first ever public health and hygiene podcast. The podcast is live on Spotify, Apple and YouTube in English and in Hindi.
Welcome back to Banega Swasth India podcast. Well, these are the initiatives that can help farmers increase their production. Mr. Hagiwara, could you shed some light on how the government has a critical role to play in supporting a farmer?
Government plays a very, very important role and has to play a very important role. Water is a common resource, and government can regulate, or government can also incentivize the farmers to ask them to use less water. And if you, as I said, the 60% of the land is rain-fed. And there is a little bit in the spaces for the future investment in irrigation. And the irrigation requires a huge investment. And that's only the public sector or the government can invest in. Farmer cannot invest into the huge irrigation scheme. So the role of the government is very, very huge.
Mr. Hagiwara, farmers in India really depend on traditional methods of growing the crop. But how about integrating digital technology with agriculture? How will it enhance crop production and benefit the small-scale farmers?
If you see, if you go to the field, or a farmer goes to the field, they see the plants and they feel that how much growth is being, the plant, how much they are growing. It's really based on the experiences. However, digital agriculture or digital information give you more precise information. And based on the precise information, they can add the fertilizer or the water or the pesticide or herbicide or whatever they have. So a precision agriculture is the one thing that it's coming, and the farmer will be equipped with those precision agriculture. And that's very important, and the things that we can promote in the future. Now, also farmers also need to understand their soils. Without the understanding of the soil, they may not be able to select the right the crops, and also the right amount of the fertilizer to be applied. And also the soil requires the carbon content or the some other important elements. And these information can be generated through the satellite imageries and that translated to the digitally and then given to the farmers and with the very precise information. So that is coming. And then the farmers will be equipped with the those information, and that we hope that the farmer will be able to practice the their croppings better.
So we can see that digitizing agriculture can lower risk, boost incomes, and raise production. Thank you so much, Mr. Hagibara, for providing a detailed insight. Well, that's it on the Banega Swasth India podcast this week. If you have comments, queries, or suggestions on the topic we discussed today, or issues you would like us to cover in future, do write to us on bsipodcast@ndtv.com. Remember, BSI stands for Banega Swasth India. You can also connect with us on Banega Swasth India handles on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and continue the conversation through the week. Till next week, this is Ambika Singh Kama signing off. Stay healthy and stay safe.